your time and run it out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And the other day, as I was leading my healthy lifestyle, doing my thing, I was asked by a member in my program how they can increase the amount of productivity that they can add to their day. And I kind of thought about that. And as somebody that jams so much into their day, or at least to others, it seems like I am very productive in my days. I kind of sat back and thought about that. And yes, I do get a lot in my day, but not all of my days are as productive as others. So after I was asked this question, I kind of sat back and examined all of my days, and I thought about which days are more productive than others. And obviously, it's all about routine. Well, the word routine has somewhat become one that has grown to have a bad reputation. Now, I use the word routine as something as in terms of something good. People want to have a routine. People want to grow into something that will become a gradual and habitual good routine. But oftentimes we hear routine and it is synonymous with boring or being in a rut. I'm in this bad routine. I can't snap out of this routine. Well, I can't disagree more. Having solid routines is the key to success. It is not an obstacle to it. Research shows that routines actually build brain power. They support mental health. They reduce stress and they reduce the chances of you being overwhelmed. They also have a super important impact on all of your dreams, your motivation, your aspirations, and they will actually help you meet your goals. Over 40% of our daily actions are powered by habits. And it's very interesting to sit back and look at our daily routines and look at our daily habits, the good and the bad. So when you spend your morning after morning, day after day, repeating the same routines, and this might be hitting that snooze button, scrolling through your phone, rushing through to get ready for that morning, forgetting to eat breakfast, running through some drive-through to get a cup of coffee, getting to work all stressed out and beating yourself up. Now, you are reinforcing this bad habit, this bad routine. This is the way that many of us start our day. And this has a huge impact on how our day is set up. The very start of our day is truly how our day is going to rise, how it's going to pan out. If you spend the first few hours of your day feeling rushed, feeling stressed, being disorganized, you are going to spend the rest of your day playing catch up. It's just simply said as that. This is where the dream routine comes in. This is basically a little toolkit, and I'm going to help you build this toolkit. And it really is and has been a life-saving epiphany for me. I really do try to follow this every day. And there are some days where I fall off track. And I actually had one of these days this week where I fell off track and I didn't follow this routine. And when this client of mine brought up the comment about being productive, I thought about this day where I was off track. And the reason I was off track is I did not follow my dream routine. And the entire day was thrown off the tracks. So do I stick to it every day? No, I do not. But when I am aware of it, that awareness, keeping me on those tracks certainly helps. Life does get in the way, but we can only do the best that we can do. And I notice a massive difference in my mood, in my productivity. And I also notice a difference in the end when I faithfully follow this routine. So I'm going to share with you these tricks, and I'm going to ask you to follow them along because you are going to notice a huge difference. So morning routines, of course, are the rage right now, but most of the ones that I've read about are very repetitive. The routines of, you know, get up in the morning, you know, follow these following steps. Become very redundant. What I like to do to set up the day for success includes starting this the night before. And believe me when I tell you, it is so difficult to do this because you are tired, you're exhausted, the day is long, you just want to go to bed. If you've had wine, you are relaxed. If you've had a big dinner, your tummy is full. The last thing you want to do is the following. But trust me when I tell you this, this is going to set the next day up with success. So here are my simple 5-step evening routines that I have started doing almost every night. And as painful as it is, I'm always so thankful in the morning when I wake up. So first things first, I always make sure that the kitchen is set up for success. Prior months, I would go to bed and however the kitchen looked is how the kitchen looked. If there were dishes in the sink, that's how it was. If there were papers out, that is how it was. I have a large family and I would leave everything out as is. Now, with that being said, it's not like I left things out in complete disarray, but there was definitely unfinished business. So what I was doing was getting up in the morning and spending the first half hour of my day finishing up the business from the day before. We need to start each day with a clean slate. Don't wake up in the morning frustrated because you are having to clean up somebody's mess. You are having to clean up yesterday's disarray, open up yesterday's mail, throw away yesterday's garbage. Start each day with precious time and don't waste it on things that you should have done yesterday. Last night, as I was going to bed, way past my bedtime, I'm in the sink cleaning up those dishes, thinking to myself, I really hate that I'm doing this right now, but I am going to be so happy tomorrow morning when I wake up and there's no dishes in the sink. Of course, this morning when I woke up, I didn't think right away, wow, I'm so excited that there's no dishes in the sink, because there weren't any. The absence of them didn't mean anything. But in prior months, waking up with a mess is a huge setback. So don't take today's messes in tomorrow. Before you go to bed, put away the dishes, clear the counters. I know it sounds weird, but trust me, it brings a huge sense of relief in the morning. This kind of goes into that whole procrastination thing. Don't walk past the socks that somebody threw on the floor 18 times before you pick them up. Just pick them up, get it over with. You'll be glad that you did. All right, so next thing, pack your bags. If you are somebody that leaves for work, even if you're somebody that works out of the house, get yourself semi-ready for the day. This doesn't take that much time. Before you go to bed, prepare your day for the next day. The solution is, if you have everything ready, set to go, you aren't borrowing tomorrow's time, wasting it on something that you could do in minutes the night before. Before you go to bed, make sure backpacks are packed, make sure lunches are packed. And I know this does sound like you are spending all of this extra time making sure that the morning is smooth, but a few minutes of diligency, making sure that things are set, is less time in the morning. If you think about this, when you wake up in the morning, your time is so limited. It is so precious. You are powerfully adding time to that morning by doing it the night before. So you're setting up your morning for success. Before you go to sleep, this is my favorite one at all, set a visual reminder for yourself. And I do this every single night. As we go to bed, we always have things on our mind, what we have to do the next day. And oftentimes it causes us to not sleep as good because we are anxiety ridden about what we have to do. Set a visual reminder on your countertop, in your kitchen, the first place that you see when you get up, that's going to trigger this thought to get you going for the next day. So if you know the next day you must get up and do the laundry, set something on the kitchen that's going to remind you of that, whether it's the laundry basket, maybe it's a laundry pod, something that is going to get you to stick to your commitment. And it will work. If you're somebody that needs to pay the bills, instead of wasting your time, instead of putting it off, put the stamps on the countertop. Put something there that's going to trigger you to do it first thing. And it will get done. I call this my 3 a.m. must-do list. Now, of course, I get up at 3 a.m., but those of you that don't get up at 3 a.m., call it your 6 a.m. must-do list. It is the very first thing that I do. And a few items get put on this list, but I know for sure it's going to get done. And then lastly, and I've talked about this multiple times, but I've actually done quite a bit of research on this since the last time I did a show on this, and it is the leave your phone outside your bedroom rule. And now you might be thinking, what does this have to do with a successful morning? Well, I'm going to tell you. Once everything is handled, and you are set up for success, you've cleared everything out, you've set visual reminders for the morning, you are ready to rock and roll. Leave your phone outside your bedroom. When you bring your phone into your bedroom, it is a distraction, whether you want to think it is or not. You are going to look at it. You are going to glance at it. You are going to get sucked into the vortex of your phone. Phones are not what they used to be. Phones are computers now. You are going to pick up your phone to check the time, and the next thing you know, you are booking a trip to Alaska and texting your friends and booking all sorts of excursions, or you're on Amazon ordering a new kitchen table. So you need to leave your phone outside of your bedroom. Social media, emails, and even if it doesn't get you into trouble, even if you don't end up shopping, reading emails is going to cause anxiety. It's going to cause thoughts. It's going to cause you to start thinking. You're not going to have as good of a night's sleep. And now you're going to get up in the morning and you're going to start already feeling rushed, feeling panicked with your big, long list of what needs to get done. And you haven't even gotten out of bed yet. So right away, I know what everybody's thinking. Well, my alarm is on my phone. So solutions here. One, you can buy a cheap alarm for a couple bucks. Two, you can put your phone in your closet. You could put your phone in your bathroom. That's even a better way to have an alarm, because then when it rings, you actually have to get up to turn it off. Those of you that have kids that might be in college that feel that you don't feel secure without having that lifeline in case your kids want to call you, what I tell my kids is this: don't text me if there's an emergency. Call me if there's an emergency. I have my alerts off, so text will not work, but phone will work. And you can also set your phone up so that favorites can have the privilege of calling if you have your phone silenced. So there are tricks around that. The other key to this is when you wake up in the morning, 65% of people, the very first thing that they do when they wake up, the very first thing that they do is grab their phone. We grab our phones, we take it with us to the bathroom. Right then and there, we have distracted our day. Right then and there, whatever you have planned on doing, you've been thrown off. If you have set to do the laundry, you are no longer doing the laundry. You have been sideswiped. So my next rule is do not pick up your device for 30 minutes. And believe me, I know this sounds impossible, but if I could do this, you could do this. And I can't tell you how much more I get done because I don't look at my phone for 30 minutes when I wake up. It's truly been so eye-opening for me. So if you're just joining, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about making the most of your morning. Leaving your phone out of your room is essential. It took me a really long time to do it. I have to say this, I would want nothing to do with bringing my phone, my computer, my iPad into the bedroom because I know I will not sleep as good. And I also know when I get up in the morning, I'm going to get sucked into that vortex. So do not pick up that phone. So now you're sitting here going, wow, so you wake up in the morning and you don't pick up your phone. Like, what do you do then? Like when you first wake up, that's such a foreign thought, right? So this is what I do. I clear my head. It took a while because we are so used to grabbing that phone. It really did take a while. I go to bed pretty early, obviously. And so I was used to picking up my phone, catching up on everything that I missed the day before. But I realized that I already missed it, so it could wait another half hour. So instead of picking up my phone, I go right to my notebook and I brain dump. And starting your day with a brain dump is just exhilarating. Everything that is on your mind gets dumped out on a piece of paper. Write down all of your thoughts, completely uncensored. This strategy is backed up by research. It will reduce your anxiety. It gets all of your racing thoughts out. Not only is it better for you to get through your day, but it also will help you sleep better that night. It will keep you rested, and your whole day will feel better and more refreshed. Example, you get up in the morning, you look at your phone, you get sucked into that vortex. You haven't had a minute to organize your thoughts. So you have all these thoughts racing in your head. You have to call your kid's teacher. You have to pay the bills. You have to go grocery shopping. You're out of milk. Your husband needs you to call his secretary to make sure that he gets this done. All of these racing, rambling thoughts are going on in your head. The day hasn't even begun. Instead, brain dump. There's something to be said about writing down all of the things that you have to do. Once they're on paper, they're no longer in your head, and the anxiety is reduced. So seeing it on paper takes this load off of your shoulders. Whether or not you even get it done is a null point. It is no longer racing in your brain, and you are that much more apt to get it done because you have written it down. Sometimes when we write it down, we realize that it doesn't need to get done today. Perhaps you don't need to go grocery shopping today. You writing it down has caused you to realize that that is not a priority. But if you don't write it down, it's buzzing around your head, causing you to feel anxious. So do that brain dump. And this is something that you do during this half hour time in the morning. Also during this half hour time in the morning, set your day up with what you do want to get done. Plan your day. So this is what I do that fills my 30 minutes. It's something just for you. If you want to have your cup of coffee, if you want to take out your calendar, again, I realize it might be on your phone. And this is where you have to tunnel vision, look right at your calendar. Don't get distracted. Get everything that is on your plate off, the important stuff that matters to you. Enjoy your cup of coffee. Listen to your podcast. Listen to your favorite podcast. Just make sure that it's something that matters to you. Don't go doing other things that aren't for you, because we all know once the day starts, all the you time is gone. You have stopped putting yourself first, and now the actions are for everyone else. And so this plan your day time is essential. You have dumped your day into your plan, and now it's going into action. So now the next thing you know, your 30 minutes is up. And as you started hearing me say, no phones for 30 minutes, I realized that many of you were listening to that thinking, oh, that sounds awful. 30 whole minutes without a phone? I can't imagine. I'm going to tell you this. When my 30 minutes is over, I'm sad about it. And many times I go way over my 30 minutes because I am so productive during this time. I get so much done before I get sucked into that vortex. I wake up on time because while I'm in bed, and winners wake up early, I don't lay in bed hitting snooze, and I'm going to talk about that at a different time. I lay in bed and I think about what I'm going to put on that list. I lay in bed and I think about that dump. And that really gets me out of bed. Another huge thing is successful people, and this has been proven, some of the most successful people in the world actually wake up 2 to 3 hours before they actually start work. And so if you think about that, what do you suppose these successful people might be doing 2 to 3 hours before they start work? Think about this. What do you think they're doing? Are they on Instagram? Are they TikToking? What do you think they're doing? I would imagine that they are planning their day. I would imagine that they are being productive. Like we know, without a schedule, without an accountability, without a routine, you're going to fall off those tracks. And so with that being said, technology falls into that. And as you know, I would, of course, throw exercise and movement into that. But if you're not somebody that likes to exercise and you're not somebody that likes to move, take this time to organize. Spend time on your goals. Write in your journal and start small. If you're listening to this and you want to take action and you feel inspired and you're going to get up tomorrow morning and you're going to, you know, write in your notebook and do this daily dump, start small. Because like anything, if we bite off more than we can chew, it will be overwhelming and you are less likely to stick with it in going forward. So my advice, implement a new routine slowly, little by little, over the course of a few weeks. Let's start with just making sure your kitchen is clear. Do that for a week. And then add in the pack your bags. Slowly after that, incorporate the visual cue, leaving out a visual cue. One of my favorite visual cues that I didn't mention earlier is to leave out what I'm going to make for dinner the next day. You'd be surprised how you can get dinner made during that half hour in the morning. It's very simple to throw a few items in the crock pot while your phone is put away. And so start with 1 week not hitting snooze. Start another week where you have devoted yourself to not picking up that phone. And it's okay if you fall out of it. This is not going to be perfect. Life is going to get busy and not every day is going to be the same. Just yesterday, I fell off the tracks. I had an early morning appointment, which caused this whole routine to get thrown off. And I had a very unproductive day. I had a very unproductive day because I didn't do my brain dump. I didn't set my day up for success. And truthfully, I picked up my device really early in the morning. The whole day was thrown off. I made the best of it. That doesn't mean that I threw it all out the window. I did it anyways. It will help to get back on track. So make it work for you. And once you see it works, you will love it. So hope this helps, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what